The prophetic, by definition, is both complex and simple. Many questions about prophecy and the prophetic ministry abound. But what is prophecy? Thompson defines prophecy as speaking divine encouragement, as well as hearing from God and speaking what you hear in order to build, comfort, or encourage someone. God gives us spiritual gifts through which He manifests prophecy. 1 Corinthians 12:8-10 states, "To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another interpretation of tongues." Three of the gifts listed in 1 Corinthians 12:8-10 are revelatory. These are words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and discerning the spirits. A word of knowledge is knowledge of a specific fact about a person, place, or event that was not obtained through natural means. A word of wisdom is a divine revelation of the will, plan, or purpose of God for a specific situation. And discerning of spirits is the ability to recognize and distinguish between types of spirits and anointings. Thompson states, "Words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and discerning of spirits are gifts in the same way that guns, ammunition, and grenades are gifts for a soldier. They are divine empowerments to operate in the supernatural revelation and power of God." It is important to understand that receiving a revelation is only part of a prophecy. An impression from the Lord would be useless if we don't know what to do with it or how to interpret it. This is why we need to understand prophecy in three parts: revelation, interpretation, and application.